Hello everyone and welcome back to Kaya's Weekly Playlist with the continuation of Passion versus Money. Last time we have talked about why do people compare passion with money along with economical views of how the two can be related. We've also talked about the stereotypes regarding passion and money, as well as how passion is considered inferior compared to money. And so today, we're gonna talk more about privilege, including who are privileged to be able to achieve both success in passion and money, and whether they're using their luck or talent. First of all, the newer generation values the passion economy, where being small yet fulfilling thrive instead of becoming a corporate slave, say by Adam Davidson in The Passion Economy 2022. And it is important to remember that every person, being born a light, always have an invisible upper hand and may as well succeed with a less talent. Thus, Adam divides people into three types, which are those that do their passion, those that can but won't, and those who completely can't due to their life circumstances. People who are academically high or well-educated still have their career being chained to their company. And hence, higher education doesn't always indicate that someone is pursuing passion. Although passion itself is accessible for everyone, a minority actually gets to exploit it as a sense of professional career. The only aspect to be completely free is the meaningfulness of what can be done and the increase of happiness in the person's life. For example, one of the study cases in Finland is that the country's welfare system gives out grants as a safety net to include all citizens in their society. Herta and Teemu Kiski are funded for their art and aren't burdened by the commercial value of their art pieces, as stated by the New York Times in an interview with them. Then, when can passion be considered more valuable? It actually depends on the person, the opportunity, and the state of life of a person. Whether you like it or not, finance is just as important, if not more, than willpower. People who are economically stable are safer than those who still have loans, and people who are independent are freer than those who rely on someone for their needs. Some people are just pure lucky, or religiously helped, or are deeply rooted in their purpose to be able to harness their passion. Regardless of how people chase after passion-based jobs, all require time and persistence. And they may not pay off a decent result, which is why adolescents are forced to choose between passion and money early in their lives. And just as I said, practicality fosters the preference for money, especially in a world ruled by capitalism. Next, are the successful people of both using luck or talent? I do actually found some quantitative research about this. According to Alessandro Puchino and Andrea Raspirarda on employees from 20 to 60 years old, talent is equally distributed, but success is not. Their result resembled the Pareto, or we can also call it as the 80/20 principle of Richard Koch. 20 most successful individuals receive 44% of the total success, and nearly half of the population receive less than 10 units of success. However, the former isn't the best or the most skilled of the respondents. In fact, talent can only bring you as far as possibilities offered by luck. Scott Barry Kaufman, ScientificAmerican.com. In conclusion, average people with a lot of luck are more likely to be successful in their passion-related jobs rather than talented people with bad luck. And although this is quite ridiculous, because the old generation will always say that effort always equals to result. Reality isn't always necessarily the case. Sometimes people had worked hard enough, but are chained to the variety of factors in one's life, and hence results weren't always the expected regardless of hard work. There are a lot of other variables in which people cannot rely purely on their passion or on their talent or on their skills. Sometimes fate and luck also comes in play, and although they aren't bounded by logical means, we can say that it's more of a blessing, as sometimes they can appear out of nowhere, or sometimes misfortunes can also befall on the best of people. However, despite our hardships, there's no harm in pursuing passion. Instead, it can be used as a motivator to drive career development and as a tool for identifying one's identity. To understand more of yourself means valuing more of the present and striving to become the better version of yourself in the future. Despite what people say about passion, it is still considered one of the most important aspects of people's life and couldn't be said in a lower position in regards to money. Passion can be the meaning of someone's life, while money doesn't always grant you happiness. And sometimes society just wanted to help. In warning the newer generation about the uncertainty surrounding the work environment. But sometimes they unintentionally kill the dreamers and dim their passions. Regardless of the stereotypes, everyone is learning something new every day. And education isn't strictly about academics. It is also about the way of life and how we can give something precious and valuable into it. It is what we learn from life that is something education in schools and institutions cannot give. Probably it's about making connections and about taking care of yourself or about independence. And as Barbara Corcoran said, you can't fake passion. It is something that your mind is enjoying. It is something that just comes naturally. And for those that hasn't found their passion, then there's always time to try something new instead of being confined by old habits. By seeing passion as something highly regarded, we can actually see the growth and progress of someone and raise productivity levels for more profitable company. And yes, passion does give a vision for most people. It inspires others to value themselves more. Nelson Mandela even said, "There is no passion to be found playing small in settling for a life that is less than one that you're capable of living." And aside from enthusiasm, passion ignites engagement in people, and it is just unfortunate that it is exploited by so much industries to sacrifice time and energy and sometimes people's own mental health for commercial value that is worth less. And those are my personal views regarding passion versus money. I can't say which is better or which you should pursue, but I was hoping that the access to be successful in both passion versus money becomes more and more common and more general. In developing countries, the pursuit of money is viewed better than pursuing passion, and this causes self-expression to be suppressed. I do hope that in the future, more adolescents can be able to put passion side by side by money and not below it. And that's all for today's podcast. This is the continuation of the previous passion versus money. And we're ending this topic. Next week, we're gonna come back with new and interesting discussions. So please stay tuned to Kai's weekly playlist.